You are listening to In the Making,
a podcast where we embrace the state of being a work in progress. My name is Seb.
And this is Sab, and I welcome you to a conversation about art and artists of any sort. Today, we'll be joining by our two guests who will help us see each side of the coin about the most relevant issue today, which is the continuation of classes during this pandemic. Our first guest is a student who will share to us his struggles and stories about what is happening today. And the other guest is our former professor who will share her insight and perspective as well on the said topic. So I guess without further ado, let's say hello to our friend Warren. Hello, Warren! Welcome to our show!
Para saan po to?
Gusto mo ba maging papa-powerful?
Willing naman ako kung anong papagawa.
Our friend Warren opted not to enroll this semester and next semester na siya mag-enroll. And that is because of what, Warren? Sorry, ini-interview.
Ano? Ganyan yung ano natin kanina.
Ini-interview.
Yeah. Bakit nga ba, Warren? Bakit nag-postpone ka muna this sem?
Hindi kaya ng budget.
mahirap ang
situation ngayon. Lalo na 'yung paaralan 'yung sintang ano natin. Paaralan.
Sintang
pamantasan natin, alam mo naman.
Bawal sentimo.
Yes.
Okay, so wag na natin i-name drop kung anong paaralan yan. Sintang paaralan. So,
ay, bawal ba?
Siguro sa ano na lang huli. Ganon.
Hindi kasi enrolled kasi kami. Baka mamaya mo pa-guidance.
Okay lang. Okay lang para para magastos nyo yung guidance fee na babayaran nyo.
Makes sense.
Oo nga naman. I-report nyo kami.
Ayan, Warren, di ba nakapag-decide ka ngayon na huwag ka muna mag-enroll due to financial problems, right? So,
yes.
The mental health aspect mo, we just want to know, tingin mo ba mas makakatulong yun ngayon? Especially, we are in the middle of crisis. Do you think postponing muna is good for you personally?
Nakakalungkot isipin na medyo may iwan ka kasi, di ba, naka-enroll kayo, mga kaibigan ko, ganyan. Tapos ako dito, nakatambay. Pero feel ko naman, magiging okay lang sa akin kasi parang less, ano, stress-free. Wala akong kasi yung activities, makakapagpahinga ako. Makakapagpahinga din yung wallet namin. Kung pipilitin ko naman mag-enroll, edi masasakal yung budget and then iisipin ko pa yung mga activities, deadlines. Tapos iisipin ko pa kung paano ko mababayaran o di sabay-sabay, di mas stressful.
Are you afraid of being left behind? Or may tendency ka ba to compare yourself to your classmates na mag-enroll na parang, hala, bakit ganito? Parang sila, second sem na, sila naka-forward na, and ako, dito muna ako. They have that kind of thinking or that kind of anxious thoughts lurking inside your mind?
Ngayon, oo, syempre, enrollment time. Nakikita ko yung mga, ano nyo, sa chat nyo sa GC, syempre, naiingit din ako. Sabi ko, hala, gusto ko rin maranasan hindi yung, ano, na nagkaka-trouble in enrolling. Ayun na talaga, ito na talaga mismo yun. Hindi na talaga ako makaka-enroll. So, I was left with no choice. Hindi, tanggapin na lang kaysa naman sa ipilit at mahirapan ako, diba? Alam ko naman na nandiyan lang kayo if babalik ako sa school. Pero magiging practical lang muna ako. So, go.
Yes, thank you so much, Warren, for sharing us your story. And, syempre, for joining us in our short kwentuhan. So, everybody, we just heard Warren's narrative. Let's move forward. Today, we are also going to hear the other side of this conversation. Sebi and I decided to invite our former professor sa aming joint class last year. She's a very beautiful mom, a journalist, and is also currently teaching at the FEU NRMF or Far Eastern University Nicanor Reyes Medical Foundation. Let us all welcome Mom Irish Talusan. Hello, Ma'am Irish. Thank you so much for joining us and welcome to In the Making with Seb and Sab. How are you doing?
Good. I'm also back in teaching. I just finished my first week.
I just started with FEU NRMF right now. I'm not yet sure if I'm going to teach in FEU Manila. I think it will depend on in the enrollees.
Being a new mom and while juggling work and all.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, it's a challenge, of course. It's really a shift, self-centered life to having a baby. But I actually like it better when I'm working because I'm used to working and used to being a busy person. So it's much better right now.
Yeah. Bukod sa work, ma'am, and mm-hmm. being so busy with your kiddo, anong ginagawa mo ngayon?
Practically that, because it's already time-consuming to have a baby and to have work. But I'm also reading other things aside from the ones that I teach.
How's the student naman sa FEU-NRMF so far?
Yes, it's good. Although these students are more on the STEM strand,
yes,
if you came from senior high school, right? The college students as well are more on the science courses like nursing, medical technology, and such. So they are different from you guys.
Okay.
Ma'am,
kasi diba we are friends on Facebook and lagi mm-hmm. po nakikita na yung my day mo nasa mismong yes. facility ka. Ano yun, ma'am, physical class kayo or sa online mm-hmm. din pero nandun ka lang talaga?
The college students as well are more on the science courses like nursing, medical technology, and such.
And lagi mm-hmm. po nakikita na yung my day mo nasa mismong yes. facility ka. Ano yun, ma'am, physical class kayo or sa online mm-hmm. din pero nandun ka lang talaga?
It's also online but I prefer to work there kasi it's near home and the connection is better there. So yeah, you know naman when you do online class, you have a very good connection.
So speaking of online class, ma'am, what are the impact of mm-hmm. this crisis to you and to other educators mm-hmm. as well?
Well, this crisis made a huge impact, not only to the employees or business owners, but mm-hmm. as to professionals as well, like us. Since professors like me are mostly highly specialized with specific areas, there are specific departments and institutions where we can teach. Mm-hmm. Not to mention that the academy is so competitive, no? So with that, with professors like me who just came from the industry and I just finished my graduate studies, mm-mm. I am not yet tenured as a faculty since it takes time to be tenured. That's why the demand for loading will depend on the enrollees. From what I know, us teachers and professors hindi kami qualified for the social the SAP and other benefits because we are professionals. So that's on the part of the financial part. On the other hand, for teaching naman, it's actually harder to teach online, okay? Because you have to keep the attention of students, but at the same time you are not seeing them personally and they are not confined into a physical space of a classroom where they can be in a student mode. Okay, so they're at their homes, so therefore there's a blur of the boundary between being at home and being at school, and it's kind of hard to get their attention like that. Another thing is that I personally, as a professor, like to do many activities than discussing. So it's kind of hard for me to do activities. So what I use is that I use breakout rooms in Zoom, polling, chat. And I have to call them more often because I don't see them. So there, it's actually really hard for professors too. Especially that this is, no matter how young you are, I'm particularly a young professor. It's also hard to use technology as well. Those who came before us were not used to using technology.
Kasi we professors back then na parang hindi sila marunong gumamit mm-hmm. ng Canvas before. So parang iniisip na rin, paano kaya sila nakapag-group up during the last semester mm-hmm. and this semester na fully online na talaga mm-hmm. lahat. Mentioned earlier na you kind of work.
That's true.
You kind of are working from home. Taka pa rin dun sa site. But what are your thoughts, Paul, with working from home, and how is it very different from getting in school talaga?
Personally, I don't think right now working from home is effective for me, because to focus, especially that I have a kid here at home, to focus more, I also have to be in a work setup. So that's how I can be efficient. For me lang naman. So there, I still like it better when I am on site, even though it's
and
online.
I think si Sab then, she agrees on that. Na parang mas maganda po talaga pag nasa classroom. Mm-hmm. And ayan. It's a little bit personal.
That's
about
true.
Our class. What's your favorite moment inside our class?
Okay.
Like in our class or different class that you had conducted na nasa physical setting? Like kind of things na nami-miss mo when you conduct class in a confined room other than in a
Zoom. As an extrovert myself, I really like to see people physically, face-to-face. And that's how I actually make connection with people. I also like, you can judge students kasi when you see them face-to-face. You can see if they are bored, you can see if they are participating, you can see if they are not, so that you can turn your attention to them. If they are not yet participating, you can encourage them. So that's what I am missing in the physical class. And of course, as a professional, kasi when you are teaching, you are not just teaching, you are performing. That's why they say that whenever there is a subject, what you remember about the subject, it's not always what you learned. You remember the professor who taught you that. So it's a whole performance. And when we say whole performance, there's the facial expression, the way I dress, the way I walk, the way I speak. All of those holistically has an impact to the students, I believe. So that's what I'm missing to the face-to-face classes.
Thank you so much about that, ma'am. Okay. And yun nga po, feeling ko super nakakamiss na umupo sa klase at makinig. And yung physically na nararamdaman mo na you are inside the university. And yun nga siguro, mas nakikita mo kasi talaga inside the classroom kung ano yung nangyayari na parang, ay, bored na yung mga classmate ko. Ay, ganito na yung mga classmate ko. Hindi kagaya ng online lang na a lot of people are onti lang yung nakabukas yung webcam. And regarding about that, ma'am, the Zoom,
perhaps,
have you conducted yung Zoom class na parang lahat nakabukas yung camera nila, or like some students are nakabukas yung camera nila?
Oh, yeah. It's actually required when you do a Zoom online class that the videos of the students are turned on. It's important because when I call them, lumalabas yung video when they are talking. That's why it's really important for me to ask them to
How
turn their
feel
videos
naman,
on.
Ma'am? Hindi ba siya ano? Hindi po ba siya creepy?
So you will do that too.
Daming mukha nakatingin sa inyo while you're conducting the classes.
Yeah, I actually get conscious a lot because you can see their faces and they're at home and then there are different backgrounds. So what I do, I only choose the thumbnail of myself. So I only see myself and then I see the people talking. But sometimes I also peek in their video camps or webcams.
Moving on, ma'am. Let's go back to your like college, college era. Nung nag-aaral pa po kayo sa college. What were your regarding since now pandemic, diba, madami pong students and parents na nag to enroll. So what are your thoughts po during yung college kayo, yung parang first idea niyo na hala, hindi ako mag-enroll this time, or have you experienced yun?
Well, not yet, but during my college years, if I get late or if I get absent, I tend to worry a lot. I'm a student like that, so I'm not sure for other people, but this case kasi it's a very special case, and I can't compare it to being delayed because of financial or other reasons. But right now I think it's completely acceptable if you are if you can't or don't want to, or even don't want to enroll right now, because we have different take on the COVID situation, and we have different situations, no? Kahit pare-parehas pa tayo na pinagdadaanan, we take it differently. So for me, it's completely valid if you don't enroll
That's
for
good.
Certain
I agree
reasons.
Po, ma'am. And a lot of my friends are actually opting not to enroll, and yun nga, kasi medyo, for them, it's impractical to continue. Mm-hmm. But for other people naman na who wanted, I feel like valid pa rin naman sila. So, ayun. And now, na-educated
yes,
na kayo. That's your point of view po na parang it's okay if you wanted not to enroll this semester if you wanted to. That's your opinion.
Yes. Ako. Yes. Okay. But although, as an educator, of course, I'm still pro-education. Kasi, like myself, I've been studying my whole life, I think, until now. And there's always something about continuous learning. Because when you take a break, like I just took a break, like a 6-month break from working and studying, it feels like I lost my momentum. And I had an identity crisis for the first 3 months or so. Because working and learning, studying is a distraction, especially for example in a pandemic. It's difficult because we have different ways of coping up. It's always about time management. You always allot time to study and time to rest. And when we say rest, you avoid using your phones as well because it's also stressful to do that. Because we're already online when we study. And for those who don't, if you're kind of anxious that you are not studying, maybe you could study some, you can learn something else like me when I am not yet working or studying my own course communication. I actually read some law books. So in that case, I felt like even though I'm not in my field yet, I'm looking at different fields so I could use them eventually. And for those who are not enrolled, I might say that and for everyone actually, we should not worry about pacing right now. We only need to keep our mental health, to watch out for our loved ones, because everyone is affected naman. Okay. And while for those who are enrolled, I think you have to consider yourself lucky enough, because the students, the professors like me,
Yes.
We have a synchronous part, the online part, and then the half would be asynchronous, meaning you could work on your assignments on your flexible time. And if you don't have both, I also do some modules, meaning I prepare my lesson even though you don't see each other face-to-face online or you don't have a stable internet connection. So there are many ways.
Yeah, I think, Mom, it's very beautiful enrolled. Na sa mga rest time mo or mga leisure time mo, you are doing something na hindi related dun sa work mo, like sa literature and or writing. It's really nice kasi you are not just confined sa isang aspeto lang. At personally speaking, ikaw mismo, ma'am, what are your fears or your doubts or anxious thoughts when it comes to what's happening right now? Kasi tomorrow, it will not be the same as today. So, ano yung mga fear mo, ma'am?
Okay. First, of course, my fear is that if I fear that I get the infection and I might infect my family. So, that's number one. Second, I fear that, although medyo nawala na siya, but before I get the job, I'm really very anxious about my career because I'm very used to doing my career, studying and all. I thought I'm already secured because so far I'm having good work opportunities. But then right now, biglang wala. But luckily, I have work now. So that part of me is okay already. And my other fear is that I fear that it might not return to normal. I was looking forward so much to go back to normal because I was on lockdown after I gave birth. Technically lockdown after I gave birth. So I was waiting for meeting my friends, playing sports again, but I fear that it might not happen.
Okay, yeah. I think that's very valid, ma'am, your fears and anxiety. Just a curious question pala, ma'am. As a new mom, do you think that entering the season of motherhood changed the way you practice teaching?
Well, actually, I am more motivated now to teach because I want to work hard because I need to earn money. So that's basically the motivation because I like kids even before. And you're actually more motivated.
Yeah, okay.
Mom, just a curious question lang din about being a mom. Mm-hmm. I want to know what you wanted your baby first word will be. Journalism ba? Charot.
It depends on him. You know, it really depends on whatever field you want to go in as long as you do good. Yun lang talaga yun. Okay? I don't believe that there's just few fields that you should go to. There are many, many fields, and if you are good there, you will definitely find passion and fulfillment with it.
That's good,
I
ma'am.
Assure
and,
you.
Before ba, ma'am, you had a confusion na, ay, this is not what I wanted to take pala. Ito pala yung gusto kong i-take. Mag-chef ako. Was there a phase in your life na may ganun parang crossroad that you need to choose between you?
Yeah.
Well, yes. Especially when I graduated college, I was thinking if I'm going to go to master's or if I'm going to go to law. So, I think we all have that that dilemma. We'll have that once in our lives. But no matter what you take, it will always work out at the end.
Thank you so much about that, ma'am. And share ko lang because before. Yun nga, when you were in senior high school, actually, nasa STEM track ako. So, parang it's more on the scientific track. And then now, I'm here sa Bachelor of Arts and taking up communication. So, parang, I wanted to ask lang if I can relate to that. And nga, medyo, I can relate to what you said, ma'am, na there's always this phase in your life na mapapapause ka. And you're gonna think, am I going to take this
That's
road
true.
Or the next road, parang gana. But
I know you're Sebi Hernandez, right? You're very good at what you do.
Thank you so much, Mama. Kinilig ako, oh my God. Thank you po. Pero siguro kasi about that, ma'am, feeling ko more on to journalism kasi ako ever since bata. Sadyang hindi ko lang alam ano nangyari, ba't ako nag-stand ng senior high school. Pero nung bata, nasa school paper ako, and then nung high school, nasa school paper din ako. Hindi ko din alam ba't ako nag-stand. Pero nangyari na siya at nandito na ako sa tamang path na alam kong kaya ko.
It's very in demand online. There are many, they are looking for writers, and I know some people who really
actually
earn
before
a lot
this
writing.
Podcast session, I had a job interview. A job interview for content writer,
work.
Ma'am. So parang ganun. Hopefully I get in. Hopefully.
You'll do good here. Yes.
Pero ma'am, regarding the master's degree, 'di ba nakatapos na kayo, and then do you still want to pursue law school?
Yes, I want to pursue kahit hindi law as long as I pursue another because there is a kind of a deadline whenever you graduate. For example, I graduated master's. After 2 years you have to pursue another pursuit kasi magagasgas kumbaga or mawawala ka sa momentum. So that's why I was telling that it's really important to have a continuous learning.
Okay.
And it's always better to, it's always a good idea pala. Not, I don't say it's better, but it's always a good idea to invest, to continue investing in yourself.
Ayan, true, ma'am. During your class, you will give us time to think about, parang things na we wanted to write about. For example, we're writing about speech writing, ganyan. So, tinuro mo sa amin yung basics of speech writing and principles and all of that. And then, you will let us think of a topic or parang like anything that we can write about. Mm-hmm. Tapos, isa-isa mo kaming tatanungin, ma'am, and then isa-isa kaming tatayo. And then, to think na parang almost 30 minutes or almost 45 minutes, nag-iisip kami ng topic to have an angle, a topic, a title, ganyan. Parang nagpipitch kami sa utak namin, nag-brainstorm kami, then ipipitch namin siya sa'yo. So, 45 minutes yung ginamit naming oras. And then, pag-pitch namin siya sa'yo, parang you kind of revise the idea, but you do not delete it completely. Na parang you make the idea the best version of it. And ginagawa mo lang siya ng parang nga nung second. Uh-huh. Okay. So parang, asan po ang hostisya dun, ma'am? Uh-huh. Ang bilis ng utak nyo when it comes to that. And I just want to ask, was that a part of like, where did you learn that na parang in-snap kailangan meron akong angle, title, and topic na parang in-snap of a finger lang na kapag-suggest kayo sa amin. At parang tatlong linggong pinag-isipan yung sinuggest nyo. Pero in reality, it's na nung second. Was that because you are a journalist talaga and na parang immersed ka dun sa profession na yun? Or meron din contribution yung parang masteral degree mo? So parang weighing na, if I am a fresh graduate and I have a work, parang ano ba, where can I get the most saturated experience I can? So work ko ba or additional degree?
In news kasi, you really have to think very quickly because we only get our stories in the morning. You have to get the angle right away so that you can start writing about it. So it's really more on the time pressure. On the other hand, my master's, in master's, we learned how to angle the way we think. Okay, so because we are learned about the theories, and when we are learned about the theories, we get to know what do audiences want. Okay, so dun ko nakuha. So it's really a combination of both.
By the way, ma'am, we want to target those who are creatives as well. Mm-hmm. So do you have any tips or advice to those who want to write? Okay. Especially fiction or non-fiction or whatever genre they are targeting to write.
Okay. Because at first when I was in college, and even when I was in master's, I really don't consider myself as a creative person. I'm really more on the research. I'm really more on surveys. I prefer working alone, something like that. But when you do it repeatedly, you learn as when you are already there, when you're already given the task to write, you become more observant. And when you become more observant of the things around you, of the people you talked about, you really find inspiration. So my tip is to always expose yourself. Even though you don't feel creative at first, or you don't feel that you are not good in it, you will eventually make it through, as long as you continue to have the interest on it.
Wow, that's really nice. Thank you so much for that, ma'am. Ayan, ma'am, before we let you go, and before we wrap up this talk, na kasama ka, do you have any last words to those, once again, to those students who will enroll and not enroll?
Okay, for those who are enrolling, I hope you become more patient because everyone is trying to adjust, even your teachers, of course, you yourselves. As long as we try to do it together, okay? I'm trying to create the task that will help you while I hope you participate, then we will make it through. And we will learn a lot from this, of course. For those who are not enrolling, I believe that's okay. That's okay. Don't pressure yourself too much. You just have to take it easy. Don't compare yourself. Lagi ko nga iniisip pa ganyan. It is what it is. No matter where I am right now,
wow,
it will always work out.
No matter don't try where to pressure you are right now, it will work out.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much for that, ma'am. Thank you so much for the part.
Thank you so much, ma'am, for coming.
Thank you. So yes, ayan, Seb, finally we are in the last part of our episode. So Seb, ikaw, what are your takeaways from Ma'am and Warren?
Well, let me just say na sobrang chunky talaga nung episode natin ngayon because we get to have a chance na makuha yung both sides, a student and an educator. Hindi man siya like karamihan ng opinion, at least we get a glimpse of kung ano yung opinion nila. And I think sobrang ganda both perspective, especially na parang nag-meet sila sa gitna na parang Warren, a student, and then Ma'am Irish, an educator, both agreed on the fact na it isn't an issue about pacing anymore. Alam mo yun, parang it is just a matter of survival na parang at this point, alam ko na sobrang vital na i-question natin kung asa na tayo ng punto ng buhay natin. But in reality, ngayon, medyo i-pause muna natin siya na parang hinga ka muna. Yun lang mahalaga ngayon, that you are breathing and you are trying today, and the fact that you are still trying tomorrow, or you have an idea of trying tomorrow, maganda na yon. It's already, kumbaga, sumasabay ka na rin sa pacing ng iba at hindi ka talaga na pag-iiwanan. And for me, yun nga, pacing is not actually universal. Hindi siya parang a standardized test na applicable sa lahat. So, my pacing is different from other people's pacing. And for all those people na hindi pa nakakapag-enroll or hindi makaka-enroll because of some certain reasons, please know that your reasons are valid and it is okay to pause and huwag ka masyadong mag-worry sa pacing. Ikaw ba, Sophia, ano yung pinaka-favorite mong takeaway from this episode? I'm sure madami kasi sobrang chunky talaga nitong episode.
Yeah! Alam mo, sobrang I agree with what you have said earlier. So, para to put it briefly, every one of us or each one of us blooms at a different pace. So, we don't have to let comparison and doubt and fear rob our peace and joy. So, alam mo, one thing din na nagustuhan ko is we started this episode with a very, alam mo, parang very warm pa rin tayo sa isa't isa nila Warren. We all changed in some ways during this quarantine. However, the way we treat each other is still the same and actually better. Napansin mo, kasi parang ang tagal nating hindi nakita yung isa't isa. And there's an excitement and enthusiasm to just talk with each other kahit sobrang daming technical difficulties. And I commend you, Seb, also, kasi sobrang daming nangyari during this episode, pero we just breezed through it. You breezed through it so nicely. And also to Warren and Ma'am Irish as well. So thank you for our guest. Thank you for all the insights that you have given to us. And I hope na matatapos tayo sa pakikinig ng podcast na to na hindi lang natin dala yung tawa, hindi lang natin dala yung mga pinagkwentuhan natin, pero dala rin natin yung lessons na natutunan natin from both sides and from everybody who participated in this podcast. And let us all remember that we are all someone in the making.
Something in progress.
And being in school for almost a quarter of our life surely brings memories.
And I hope you enjoy as we took you through a walk and talk down the memory lane.
My name is Sophia, or you can call me Seb.
And I am Sebi, or you can call me Seb. And join us again on another episode as we talk about the roads less traveled, the chosen paths, and the in-betweens.
And thank you so much for letting us help you navigate the college life and life itself together, starting at the university belt and beyond. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Episode.
I hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah, see you guys.